This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're talking about the digital currency Bitcoin. We've heard about what it is and how a company called Coinbase is trying to help more customers and businesses use it for transactions. Today, let's talk to a business that is now accepting Bitcoin. Dr. Paul Abramson runs the private practice My Doctor Medical Group in San Francisco. Dr. Abramson, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
What started this?
Before I went to medical school, I was an electrical engineer and a computer programmer, and I have a long-standing interest in privacy rights for individuals. And when I heard about Bitcoin, I was interested because it has this potential to allow more privacy and more control to individuals about how they transfer money.
Okay.
And we've had relatively few patients actually show up and have Bitcoin with which to pay. We've had a lot of interest, and a lot of patients show up and say they think it's really cool, but they don't have any Bitcoin.
Right.
Or they have Bitcoin, but they're not wanting to spend it because they're convinced that it will double in value in short order.
This week, someone paid you in Bitcoin, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, we've had people show up with Bitcoin, and they're mostly technology industry people who believe in Bitcoin as a concept. And we've mostly been converting the Bitcoin directly into dollars to limit our exposure to the exchange rate risk.
It sounds to me like for you right now, it's a curiosity. How might it change, or how are you thinking about this as an option in your office and how it might change?
I think the main strength of Bitcoin as a currency would be as if people actually wanted to hold Bitcoin and then use it to purchase other services. Mm-hmm. Right now, I can't pay my office rent. I can't really pay my employees. I can't buy medications or medical supplies in Bitcoin, at least not easily. So as a small business, my interest in holding Bitcoin is limited.
You've had some interesting customer transactions involving Bitcoin.
Yes. One of our specialties in our medical practice is addiction treatment for things like opiates and alcohol and other substances. And a number of patients were actually previously obtaining their substances from the Silk Road, that dark internet site that went out of business or was shut down, where it was required to pay in Bitcoin to buy things illicitly. And when it went out of business, some patients were stuck without a good source of high-quality drugs for their habit. And that actually motivated a couple of them to want to get into drug treatment to deal with their problem. And they happened to have leftover Bitcoin with which to pay.
Dr. Paul Abramson has a private practice in the San Francisco area. Dr. Abramson, thank you very much.
So nice to be with you.
You can catch more of our series on Bitcoin. Just head to our website, marketplacetech.org.